Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems and host of the show. In 2016, there were 19 renewable energy systems in the U.S. that were co-located with battery storage systems. The number of co-located systems increased to 53 in 2019 and is expected to double by 2023. But what exactly are battery energy storage systems and what role will they play in the future? Let's take a deeper dive in this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast with Vincent Secreta, Senior Mechanical Engineer with PCI Skanska. Vince, thanks for carving a few minutes out of your busy schedule today to further discuss your article, The Emergence of Grid-Sized Battery Energy Storage System Services, which appears in the May issue of Engineered Systems.
Yes, I was very motivated to write this article because of a number of items. One is that there's an increase reliance on electrical power, whether it's consumer electronic devices, popularity of electric cars, and even government policies away from fossil fuels to electric fuels. For example, California has implemented a long-term policy to only have electric cars. Another item I'm looking at is that increased demand on is with this increased electrical usage, there's going to be an increased demand on the existing electric distribution systems requiring substantial future capital investments. The thing with the development of smart grids, which incorporates energy renewable resources and energy storage, is very important. And I think as far as with the BESS is going to incorporate extremely well into that. And finally, as far as renewable energy usage being limited by infrastructure requirements, for example, out in California, they have issues as far as where they've actually told renewable energy producers that they cannot take their power into the grid because it's adversely affected the whole grid distribution. So with BESS, it's going to provide much more stable power as well.
Perfect. Tell us a little bit more about your experience with BESS systems. What types of projects have you worked on and what worked and what didn't?
Substantial number of projects as far as with data centers dealing with battery backup systems. Those are typical lead acid batteries. I have one experience on a large utility grid battery system, which was in Southern California, where we had thousands and thousands of batteries all lined up. What went well with that facility was battery layout was very similar to a data center, had very good thermal performance. Challenge on that particular one is heat dissipation. We had some DX cooling on that, a substantial number of air handling units. Looking back on it, I think it would have been really good to see if we could have incorporated indirect evaporative cooling might have provided some additional advantages.
Great. Vince, in the conclusion of your article, you mentioned that grid-sized BESSs will be an integral part of future utility power distribution systems. Now, does that mean that they aren't feasible in today's market?
No, quite the opposite. They have become economically attractive in the last 5 to 10 years due to lower cost of batteries. The price of lithium ion batteries have actually dropped 70% over the last 5 years, which is why it's becoming substantially more attractive to build these type facilities. And so now it is very attractive.
What applications work best for BESS equipment?
For applications that are utilized today for power, there's many. For example, frequency regulation, which is that if a section of the grid gets too overloaded, it provides power closer to the load that's actually using it. There's renewable energy management as the electrical energy that's produced, or the energy is produced by renewable energies is not necessarily stable. In other words, if a cloud comes over your solar panels or the wind varies for your turbines, the level will go up and down. So what the BESS system will do for that is provide stable power to the grid. So it'll absorb the energy as it's generated, but then you can provide stable power to the grid. Firm capacity is another arbitrage. Arbitrage is where you buy, you charge your batteries when electricity is cheap during the day, and then you sell it back when electricity is expensive. Capital investment deferment. This is where a utility will go in and they will install batteries at a location because they know that, you know, from 2 to 6 p.m. on Monday through Friday, that this section of the grid is overloaded. So what they do is put batteries closer to the load. So this way that defers them having to upgrade the whole infrastructure. Black starts. So if you have a facility that goes down, the batteries will provide the energy for you to do startup.
Vince, as a consulting or specifying engineer, let's say I have a budding interest in learning more about BESS's or perhaps adding them to my repertoire of services. What should my first step be?
I think there's like three steps that I think they need to do. One is gain an understanding on utility distribution systems and the regulations that govern them, such as PURPA. Second item would be to gain understanding on different available battery technologies and their advantages, disadvantages. This is a very fluid area, so you're going to have to really stay on top of the technologies. The third item is have an understanding of the standards that affect BESS.
Vince, while we have you out of the line, anything else you'd like to add about the exciting future of BESS's?
Yeah, so I got two items. One, there'll be definitely a push as far as battery technologies in the future to utilize fewer rare earth materials. Lithium ion batteries are really fantastic, but there's a limited amount of rare earth materials. So there's going to be a focus on trying to develop battery technologies that utilize more common materials. Second item is that the recent standards that have been are being implemented, such as NFPA 855, UL 9540, and UL 9540A, are going to have a substantial impact on the market, on the BESS market, due to the fact that these items were implemented, these standards were implemented due to the number of fires that have occurred in battery storage facilities in the past.
Well, Vince, we thank you for your time today and thank you for writing such a fantastic article. If those tuning in are interested in connecting with you or PCI Skanska, where should they turn?
I'll give my phone number first. It's 812-425-4264. And my email is Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T dot Sakrada, S-A-K-R-A-I-D-A at Skanska.com. And Skanska is S-K-A-N-S-K-A.
Vince, thank you very much. If you haven't yet checked out his article in the May issue of Engineered Systems, that's The Emergence of Grid-Sized Battery Energy Storage System Services by Vince Sakrada. Thanks again, Vince.
All right, man. You take care. You got your COVID shot yet?
Not yet. Coming soon. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Vince Sakrada. If you're interested in connecting with him, feel free to send him an email at vincent.sakrada, S-A-K-R-A-I-D-A, at Skanska, S-K-A-N-S-K-A.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on iTunes. Be sure to bookmark us on your preferred mobile listening device so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.